You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, February 22nd, 2018, week 236. We are Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steph.
And it's time to present the honors of America's sweetheart.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Give me some tough one today.
Interesting facts. Let's see.
This person was born in Mexico City, Mexico.
Oscar Isaac.
He's already been America's sweetheart.
I know. I thought. Okay. Never mind. Go ahead.
This person is of Luo descent.
Luo? That is.
On both sides of her family.
Don't know what that is.
This person is the fourth Mexican-born actress to be nominated for an Oscar.
Go on.
This person currently resides in Brooklyn, New York. It's useless. That fact was useless. When she won the Oscar for Best Actress in a Supporting Role, she became the first Kenyan to win an Oscar, the first African actress to win a Best Actress in a Supporting Role, and the first Mexican-born actress to win an Oscar.
Kenyan-Mexican?
Fun fact, she considers herself Mexican-Kenyan.
Blow my mind. Is it Lupita Nyong'o?
It is. Lupita.
I didn't know she was Mexican.
She was born in Mexico City. Her father was a senator.
Cool.
Pretty born sweet. Lupita Amandi Niano, because I guess the N and the G are silent. How old is Lupita Amandi Niano?
That's a tough one. Because I haven't known of her till fairly recently, but that doesn't mean shit. I'm going to go.
Close.
34.
Actually, in a few weeks, she'll be 35.
Oh.
How tall is she?
Five, six?
5'5".
Five.
I'm barely missing the mark on those ones.
Kind of close. Highest grossing movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Let's see if they have it.
Final answer. That counts. She's in the movie.
Lifetime gross? No, I'm saying if they had her page.
Okay.
Yeah, it was The Force Awakens with lifetime gross of $936 million.
Ooh. Yeah, it'll be number for a while. Probably forever. For her.
Not lifetime gross, yeah. Yeah. I figured it was.
Sweet. That was very fitting.
Well deserved after week. Literally becoming a queen. Oh. In my heart. Yeah, let's talk about movies coming out this week.
All right.
Annihilation. Every Day. And Game Night. I already forgot about. Okay. Now I remember. Annihilation. Natalie Portman, space movie, Oscar Isaac.
Yes. It's the dude who did Arrival.
Yeah.
Did this movie. All these movies actually look pretty interesting.
Yeah. But this one looks a lot like Arrival. It could be a franchise movie.
Yeah. I think it's scarier. Thrillerier, I think.
Okay.
Because I don't think they're like scary.
Probably not.
Scary is a category. It's more thrill. It's tense. Tenser. There we go. That's an easier, shorter word to say.
Yeah.
Tenser. But yeah, it's like a trailer where you don't know what's going on in the movie because the trailer's not telling you much.
Yeah.
It's that kind of movie.
And then Every Day.
Mm-hmm. What's it like? Somebody leaps from body to body every
day?
Yeah,
like her soul, or its soul, A.
Yeah.
Leaps from a different body, or leaps to a different body every day of the person the same age. Yeah. And this girl falls in love with that soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they, like, go to a desolate, like, deserted place, so they're the only two.
So isn't she going to eventually, maybe that's what pops into her body.
Yeah.
I bet that happens.
That's probably what happens.
He's like, no, now what?
I think they say that in the trailer, like, what would happen if it went into you?
Oh, okay. I bet that happened.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how it ends. It pops into her and then stays into her.
Finds out that she fell in love with herself.
Yeah, there you go.
You should always love yourself more than you love other people.
That's the movie. I'm convinced that's what happened, even though we know nothing.
Yeah. And then Game Night. Looks like a fun movie.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams. The other dude.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Other
people. Jesse Plemons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like a fun take on... It's like that...
It's like Cheap Thrills.
Yeah.
But fun.
Or what's that? What's the game? The one with the... Michael Douglas? The Game or whatever. What's it called? The one where he's like in a game, but he doesn't really know he's in a game. People try to kill him.
What
we talking about? We watched this at like Nick's house.
Michael Douglas.
Didn't we watch this together? I thought we watched this. Yeah, it's Michael Douglas. Maybe I've only seen it. It's with Michael Douglas. I only saw it. But are people trying to kill him?
It's called The Game.
The Game.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Okay, I thought I saw it. Maybe not.
Michael Douglas and Sean Penn?
I guess not. Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy movie. I watched it with somebody. But yeah, it's like The Game where he's like,
yeah,
he's in a game, but he doesn't know it. I guess that's... Oh, well.
I mean, that's what the first line of the synopsis said, so...
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Kind of a spoiler. But anyway, but this is more fun of that.
Yeah, because whoever wins a Corvette.
Yeah, but I can't tell if it's
real. It seems like the stakes are really high.
I can't, but you can't tell if it's like real.
Yeah.
Or if it... I guess that's the point of the... Or maybe it tells you, it's like, oh, it's all real. I don't know. Looks fun, though.
Let's talk about some trailers we saw.
Yes, a lot of trailers.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm-hmm.
This one looks heavier ingrained into the other two movies than a lot of other movies.
This looks like directly after Civil War. And I don't know. I'm curious. This movie has to take place before Infinity War, right? Confused about the timeline on this movie.
Yeah, because she's in Infinity War.
She's in the fourth, not the third. She's not. But we haven't seen Ant-Man anywhere yet.
Yeah.
But we know he's in there somewhere, I think.
Just chilling.
That's why I'm confused. Yeah, he's so small. That's always the joke about Ant-Man. He's like, he was in there. You just can't see him. But, yeah, I kind of feel bad. Not that I feel bad for this movie, but it's like, after Black Panther and Infinity War, it's like...
It's tough.
This is the movie I'm like, I guess low expectations, but... I mean, it should be fine, like all more Marvel movies are, but like, kind of like, I guess it's just to whet my appetite till, because it's going to be, it's like this span of time, February to, when this comes out in June or whatever,
yeah,
and then you got to wait all the way till next May, the following May.
Yeah.
So that's like 11 months without a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, which is crazy to think. Oh, yeah. No. Captain Marvel does come out. Beginning of like January, February.
Okay, there we go.
There's one more.
It's only like 6 months.
Yeah, but it's just like this is a crazy time we're in, the span of like three months.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it looks fine. I mean, nothing just all the fun gags with the small and big stuff.
Hello Kitty, Pez dispenser, and
yeah,
tiny building that turns into like a luggage.
Yeah, it'll be a fun movie. I think stuff I'm interested in is the crazy microverse, or the quantum realm, whatever stuff that they didn't even show in the trailer.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be cool.
Solo, A Star Wars Story. This trailer came out when I was in Singapore. Mm-hmm. Got to watch it.
Both these were Super Bowl.
Well, no, it was Solo.
Oh, no, Solo was.
It was Good Morning America.
They also had an Avengers, but it didn't really show.
Yeah, Solo was a teaser.
Yeah.
And then they showed it during Good Morning America.
There was like a 30-second thing on the Super Bowl, and then there was a full minute and a half the next day.
Yeah, on ABC.
Yes. So what are your thoughts
I on liked the
Solo
it.
Trailer? I liked it, too.
Lando looks awesome.
Yeah, Lando, yeah. Chewbacca, man.
Chewbacca looks great.
It looks cool. I always like Woody Harrelson.
I like the
look of it.
Emilia Clarke looks great.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, I don't know.
It'll be
from
fine.
The trailer, it looks fine. Looks, yeah. I'm interested by it.
Yeah.
I'm more optimistic. It's like, yeah, I don't mind his. Yeah. He you're not going to be Harrison Ford. So I'm willing to accept what's going on.
Yeah.
With him as an actor. As long as that was the only problem. We'll see what happens. Be interesting. See what happens. But yeah, Lando. I'm just psyched for Lando.
Hereditary. It's a new scary movie that everyone's talking about on the film festival circuit.
Really freaky.
It's really freaky.
That trailer.
Yeah.
Very eerie.
The Week Of.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary as well. Interracial marriage.
You're like, whoa.
Adam Sandler and...
It looks like a Adam Sandler movie I would want to watch, though. More so than his...
And what's his name? Ones. Chris Rock are both the dads of the bride and the groom.
Yeah. So it's hard to tell from the trailer what's going on in the movie, because it's a big bit about them in a car. It's hard to tell.
In a different universe, the movie would be about them being the fathers of an Asian child. And they would be gay together.
Yeah,
but I think Adam Sandler already tried his hand at
Larry,
it, so and then like, he was like, "No more gay movies."
One and done.
Yeah. Mission Impossible Fallout. We found out that the fallout was from all of his actions.
Yes,
not from the group.
It wasn't from the group, which we assumed it was.
Yeah,
but this looks like a standard Mission Impossible movie with Henry Cavill with a big mustache. That's all I can think of.
A big mustache.
That is all I can think about in that movie.
Yeah,
that's all I can think about in Justice League. That's all I can think about in this movie. I'm like, this is the Mustache Gate movie.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody else thinks that way.
Probably.
Like, this is the mustache movie.
Go to DCEU on Reddit.
Yeah, they're like, that darn Mission Impossible movie, boycott it.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a boycott because of that mustache. They're like,
probably.
You ruined Justice League.
When we first met, did that trailer sell you on the movie more or less?
About the same. You sold me on the movie.
Yeah.
And then the trailer was, yeah.
I was wrong. I thought it was 4 years. It's only 3 years.
Oh, yeah, it was only 3 years. Pretty much status quo. It didn't really sell it more or less.
Okay,
I think you sold it pretty well.
There we go.
So
hire me, Netflix.
I found that interesting.
I'll just be like, yeah, you should watch this movie. It's this. They can put me before, instead of a trailer, it'll be another option that says Dhruv.
Dhruv's
and
pitch.
It's like, hey, so like, do you like time travel? And
well, I liked how you were just saying the movie. Like, you did it better than they did, because they got into time travel real quick.
Yeah.
You were just telling me the movie.
The beginning.
The beginning, and then all of a sudden time travel happened.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming.
That's the fun twist of it.
That was fun, yeah.
Venom.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Do you think those spider webs are from Spider-Man, or do you think it's like something else? Because I see like there's little metal pods connected to the end of the webs. So I don't think we're supposed to assume that Spider-Man is there.
Yeah, I'm just baffled by this movie. Why did this teaser come out if you're not going to show us Venom? Why do it? You're just going to get us, people like us, mad. I don't know who you're selling it to. You're like, oh, this movie exists, maybe? You're just getting it out in the ether. It exists, guys, see? But like, yeah, I'm just so confused because there's all these rumors about maybe Tom Holland was there. But then maybe like there is some kind of connection to the MCU. And that there's something spoilery in Infinity War that happens that relates to this? Maybe? I don't know.
That'd be crazy.
It would be nuts. I don't see it happen. Like, it doesn't seem like a thing that they would, like, Marvel would, like, the MCU would bend over backwards to do for Sony.
No.
If they're not involved with that movie. Why would they help them? But
Tom Hardy's a pretty big get.
Yeah, he's a pretty big get. Michelle Williams is a good actress. So, like...
Sounded very diplomatic. Michelle Williams is a person as well.
Well, I'm trying to think of things I've seen her in. She's pretty good. She's nominated for a bunch of stuff. I just haven't seen a lot of her work. So,
isn't she the one in All the Money in the World?
I think so.
There you go.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Acted along next to a child molester.
She's been nominated a lot.
She was able to hold her apart next to a child molester.
With Manchester by the Sea.
There you go. She worked with a sexual assaulter and a child molester.
Yeah. So if that doesn't get you anything,
watch out, Tom Hardy. You're next.
I choose my projects based upon the horrible people.
And then I report them.
I'm the informant on them.
I make money on the reshoots.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know the point of this trailer.
Me neither.
I'm trying to figure that out. But maybe I see Venom, he looks cool, and then I'm turning
And then you're sold.
I'm like, oh, at least Venom looks cool. Like,
I had a dream that, oh, I'll talk about it tomorrow, that we saw this movie.
Yeah. So
it was a weird dream, man.
Yeah.
A weird dream. Yeah. I think it's because I've been drinking, when I was in Singapore, I was drinking these Thai Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that amount of caffeine before I went to sleep or whatever other herbs and stuff they put in there would make me have crazy dreams, like super long, vivid dreams.
It's some kind of combination of that stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
Skyscraper.
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson.
Plays a veteran.
Got it.
Is he in the FBI?
He said FBI.
Oh, okay.
It's FBI, unless he's like lying, which I don't think The Rock lies in movies.
I thought he was just like a consultant or something.
I think he shouted FBI, but he looked like it was in the military, so I was confused.
Like a veteran who lost a leg.
Yeah, but he does lose a leg, and then he does crazy action stuff. It's basically Die Hard with an amputee.
Yeah, which is not fair.
That's what it looked like.
Because it's like still The Rock.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be more impressive if it's just like a normal dude. Looking dude.
Yeah.
The Rock is, I'm like, oh, but it's The Rock.
Or like Jake Gyllenhaal, because he was in that amputee movie as well.
Yeah. I still kind of feel like The Rock, he's still like so big. I'm like, he can compensate.
Yeah.
He's that
like
impressive.
He still has more muscular cells in his body than I would in 10 of mine.
But I guess that, I don't know. It's like a very interesting, I guess it's like just a hook. I don't know. I don't know what the purpose of it is.
That's a weird thing to add.
It is a weird thing to add, but I kind of like it.
I don't know. I feel like it's rude to amputees.
Well, I feel like maybe like big action. I don't know if it is. I'd have to ask amputees. But maybe like big action movie. You're like, oh, I remember that trailer because the dude with the one, he's an amputee. Otherwise, it just looks like a
But it seems like such an afterthought. Like they barely talk about it.
I know, but I think if you're that will stick in your head more so than.
Well, yeah, we're calling it the amputee movie.
That's what I'm telling you.
We're not
you.
Calling it the skyscraper movie with all the Chinese people.
That's what I'm telling you. So it's that dude from Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Who's in everything. He's good with calculating.
That sounds offensive.
I said it normally. What are you talking about?
It sounds offensive. He's good with calculations because he's
one
of those.
In The Dark Knight, that's a line he says. Sorry, I'm quoting a line from The Dark Knight. It's a very popular line in that movie.
He's one of those Chinese fellers. Good with those calculations.
Not the way I meant to. I was quoting his line that sticks in my head. Does he have another more famous line than I'm good with calculations?
Yeah, when he turns off the TV as soon as Joker comes. That little action spoke volumes.
That was my line that I remember that he said. It rivals with Why So Serious.
Okay.
Good calculations. Why So Serious? They're both on t-shirts.
Do you know who you're stealing from? Your dad.
That's a good one, too. That's even better than good with
calculations. Yeah.
And he's not even in the movie for that long.
No, he dies right there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know if he dies.
Yeah, you
It's
don't.
A smoke grenade.
That's true. Yeah.
Probably suffocates, but...
Yeah, he could get suffocated.
Incredibles
2!
Yeah.
Got some stuff. Elastigirl's going.
Feminism.
Doing stuff.
Rah, rah.
Oh, is this going to be a big controversy, too?
Yeah.
Okay!
They're teaching our kids that it's okay for women to work and for men to stay at home.
I didn't even think about it. See, that's the world we live in. I don't even think about it, but...
You can believe it.
I believe that that's what's going to happen. But looks like the fun, same humor, family, same
Ed
characters. Yeah. Looks pretty good for Ozones. there.
Frozone.
We don't see
Jack
any
is in there more.
Yeah, that looks fun. He's gonna get into some trouble using those powers.
What kind of hijinks will he get himself into?
Yeah. Is he gonna kill everybody or not? I don't know. Is he the villain of the movie? Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be. They have to kill
him. Maybe the hero is an abortion.
We should have killed him when we had the chance.
Deadpool 2 showed us Cable.
This was one of my favorite trailers. This
was a
past
good one.
3 weeks was really good.
Yeah.
I was just, they just do this. Start off with the cape, like a traditional superhero, and then they're like, nope, Deadpool is gonna.
Like, nope, we didn't have time for a metal arm. Yeah. Like, what is this?
And then he just starts
making fun of Justice League.
Justice League mustache, not a mustache. And he's like, I'll do it myself. I assume that's like a Thanos reference.
Does and he does like a
Toy
Woody
Story bit
thing. Yeah.
Ah, amazing.
Yeah. Good time for trailers. Literally.
Yeah, that's why that Venom trailer let me down so much, because this was like the couple weeks of really good trailers.
And then Venom,
like, and then Venom came out. I'm like, you're trying to live up to like Deadpool and Ant-Man and the Wasp and Solo. Like, you're not doing it.
No,
you're giving me Venom, and I'm like, ugh.
On Netflix today, Atomic Puppet season 1. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.